Hey y'all, happy new year. We have made it to 2021. Ain't God good? Woo, 2020, boy, reflection. That was the most trying year I have ever experienced in my life. Lots of losses, but lots of wins as well. And to be able to say that I'm still here, I survived it, I'm grateful. I can't complain. I will not complain, because I feel like if we are still here and we're able to survive all the uncertainty, all the mayhem, all the stress, all the everything that came with 2020, if we're still here, we shouldn't be complaining about anything any further. So, your girl Kiafa is back, and I'm just here to put a little paint where it ain't. I want to be here to spread love, spread laughter, and sometimes spread a little listen here, okay? Where I get down to some real dirty truths about it. So, y'all stay tuned, strap on your seatbelt, and let's take this ride. We'll be right back. And we are back. So today's topic, I just want to get right to it. It's not going to be long. Today's topic, I want to talk about goals and setting them and executing. Okay? Goals, setting them, and executing. So a lot of times when it's a new year, everybody has these New Year's resolutions. I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that, I'm going to be this, and I'm going to be that. That's fine. And if you are one to make New Year's resolutions and you stick to it and you know, do what it is you set out to do, wonderful. But sometimes New Year's resolutions can be a little broad. And for some of us, like myself, I just have to set little goals. Because I can tend to get, you know, overwhelmed a little bit when it's just too much, because I do so much. I need stuff real sweet, simple, basic, straight to the point, and doable for me. So, something that works for me when it comes to my goals is writing them down. It's funny because when I was younger, I've always had a really good memory, you know, and when my mother would, you know, tell me things or say things to me, I would just remember what she said and go off memory. And I never forget, she would always tell me, all right, you know, that memory is cool, but eventually you're gonna have to start writing stuff down. And she would tell me how, for her, it's easier to write things down because she forgets. Because, you know, my mother does a lot too. And I used to be like, you know, whatever, that's cool. You know, write it down if you have to, Mom. I got this. Then, you know, life happens, you start having kids, you become a wife, you're going to school, you're building and you're growing, and that memory sometimes start, you know, playing little games with you every now and then. And I see the importance now of writing things down, because there's many aspects of my life. You know what I mean? There's things I have to remember as a wife. There's things I have to remember about being the queen and the woman of my household. There's things I have to remember, you know, when it comes to me being a business owner and being a one-stop shop for my business, where I'm the photographer, I'm the videographer, I'm the creator, I'm the CEO, I'm the founder, I'm this. So, you know, there's many aspects of everything that I do. And so to not just have a bunch of clutter in my head and, you know, different things I have to do flying through every now and then. And I'm like, oh yeah. In order for me not to forget stuff, that pen and pad comes in handy. And then too, being a songwriter, I already know pen and pad, you know, that is a necessity. So 2021, the commitment that I'm making to myself and everything that I do in my life, I'm committing to writing things down. I'm not going to go off memory. And even like in my phone, I have a notepad and I type stuff in, and that's cool. You know, that's still kind of technically writing it down, but I have a little notebook. When my husband and I were going through our premarital counseling before we got married, the couple that married us gave us both journals. And boy, oh boy, when I tell you, my journal, I can barely find paper in it now, because I write everything down, even when it comes to ordering supplies, when it comes to household supplies needed, If I see something on social media that, you know, strikes my eye that might help me with branding or marketing for my business, you know, I'm taking notes about everything. So that way I don't have to depend solely on my brain. I can give my brain a rest because my brain is already going 99. It don't need no extras. Okay. So, yeah, what I've committed to do is write things down and then, go basically write it down kind of maybe in a checklist type format or outline so that once you write it down, it's not just written. You actually have a, what am I trying to say? What's the word I'm looking for? You have a, well, basically an outline that you can go to and say, okay, so today is Sunday. This is what I need to be doing to prepare for my week. Okay, so Monday, I want to do 2 sublimation tumblers. I want to make sure I get both of those done. Check, check. Tuesday, I want to make sure I go through my inventory to make sure I have all supplies needed for the following week. Check. You know, Wednesday, I need to check in with my son, see how he's doing with his college work, you know, see if he needs any help. And, you know, so it's basically you want to, you're basically putting your life in order on paper so you can see it. You're not just flying by the seat of your pants. And then even if you get more specific, you can say, okay, so at 12 p.m., this is what I'm doing on Monday. Wednesday, it's basically a calendar. You know, you have Google Calendar on your phone, but I don't know. It's just something about writing it down because you're thinking it. And then once you write it, you see it. So you're kind of reiterating it to yourself and it's a visual. I do better with visuals. You know, I'm structured. I like to see things. I'm hands-on. That way I'm writing it down. That's the hands-on part. I'm seeing it. You know, that's the visual part. And the fact that I'm doing it that way is the structure that I need to make things happen for myself. You know, and then say there's something on your list that you wrote down and you're like, you know what, maybe I won't do that today. Okay, then you just put a line through it, put it on the next day's events or whatever day you feel like you want to do that particular thing. You know, you can move it over. You're not just forgetting about it. You can move it and, you know, you can move your calendar around. You can shift your dates. You can shift your times, you know, whatever works for you. Like, you know, goals for me are very important because I can just move. I can just do things. I could just, you know, create. I could just move and feel like I'm doing a whole lot of stuff. But once you actually set those goals, it becomes real. You know, it's not just a fly by the city. Things are actually real now. You know how they say, oh, shit just got real. Well, that's what I'm talking about. So make it real for yourself. And that way, once you make it real for yourself, you can make it happen for yourself. Okay. So basically, that's just all I really wanted to touch on today was just goals, setting your goals, executing them, you know, putting them in order of importance for you. And just because you put them in a certain order, things change, life happens. You might have to switch it around. So just because you switch something around or you totally just cross it off and, you know, move it further down the line, that's nothing you should ever feel bad about. You shouldn't feel, you know, like, oh my God, I failed. No, it's just you're moving things around to make life work for you. You know what I mean? To make things easier for you, especially when you're a person that does a lot. You if you're that full-time employee, if you're the full-time student, a full-time housewife, full-time business owner, entrepreneur, full-time wife, whatever it is that you are, writing down, well, first setting and then writing down your goals and then executing. That would make life so much easier. Trust me, because that joke between me and my mother where she would always tell me, all right, you might start forgetting. Nobody ever wants to really, you know, agree to that. Yeah, I'm going to forget, even though we know we will, you know, because like I said, we're busy, we're doing all kinds of things. But I remember when I first started forgetting a whole lot of stuff, and I used to be like, dang, my mom was right. Let me go ahead and get this pen and pad and just start writing things down. And I tell you, it makes things so much easier, especially on the go. And I keep my journal with me, or, you know, if you don't have an app in your phone where you could create notes for yourself, I advise you to get one because you never know when you're going to need it. You might not have a pen available, or you might have a bunch of pens and none of them work. You might not have a piece of paper. So, you know, make it work for you so that you can meet and exceed everything that you've set out to do for yourself in your life. Okay. So really, that was all for my topic on today. I told you this one was going to be short and sweet. I'm not going, you know, some of them might be long, some of them might be short, but I'm just here to spread a little love, some laughter, and some listen here, okay? Where I get down into some real dirty truths about it. I hope you guys are having a wonderful new year so far. I hope you know that you are great. I hope you know that you are beautiful. But the best thing that you are, that no one else can be, is you. Own it. Stand in it. Write it down. Take a picture. Just be you and be great while doing that. All right. I'm your girl, Kiafa. Just came to put a little paint where it ain't. And I will catch you on the next one. Thank you all for stopping by. Have a wonderful day. Peace.